SiriusXM and Pandora present A Town Hall with Wendy Williams, hosted by Karen Hunter. Karen Hunter. Mother, media mogul, fashion designer, philanthropist, entrepreneur, performer, and best-selling author, best known for her long-running daytime Emmy-nominated talk show, The Wendy Williams Show.
Open, honest, and thorough.
I don't know who I've become, but I like her.
All conversations with her start with... Bitch.
Comedy and truth. Host Karen Hunter previews the upcoming Wendy Williams and Friends for the Record Tour. Wendy's surprise comedy lineup features some of her amazing surprise comedian friends from around the world. Here's your host, Karen Hunter.
Welcome to the hottest show in the galaxy. It's the Karen Hunter Show. We're here on SiriusXM Urban View, channel 126, where talk empowers and becomes action. And I'm really excited today because I don't think we've ever done this. It's always been on the other. No, we've never done this before. Let me just thank you. Yes, she's a mother. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put that first. Okay. Media mogul. The queen of all media, actually. Yes, we're going to get
to that. I'm honored.
Fashion designer.
Thank you.
Philanthropist.
Yes.
Performer.
Oh.
Yes. Best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author. She has one of the longest-running daytime TV shows. Let me welcome to the show, the one and only.
Excuse me. Star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for the class of 2020.
Okay.
With Julia Roberts, Dr. Phil, and 50 Cent, and Andy Cohen. There are like 30 of us.
And you have memorabilia in the Smithsonian Museum.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Oh, and National Radio Hall of Fame.
Of course.
Next to Rush Limbaugh, a whole bunch of men, mm-hmm. one of the few women.
And probably the only black woman.
One of two or three.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope to be there one day. Let
you
me
never
welcome.
Said my name. Do you recognize
Wendy
my voice?
Wendy Williams. Of course. There you go.
Hi.
And we'll get to the how you doing in a second.
Gosh.
Right. Okay. When I heard you're doing a comedy tour while your show is on hiatus, I was like, okay, what's this about? So Wendy's going to be all over the country in her How do you say
new,
that?
New. It's called Wendy and Friends for the Record.
Oh, that's... All right, do that again because it says
You can't spell a sound.
That's true.
You know?
Okay. Okay. So you kick off in Oakland on Saturday, 27th, and then you're heading over to Tampa and Detroit. You're going to be in Newark at the NJ Pack. I might have to go there.
Yep.
Cleveland, Philly, Atlanta. You're going to be there twice, back to back. Why comedy? I know tragedy. What is the comedy tour?
Well, the End Friends are for comedians.
Okay.
That's what they do for their living, you know?
Okay.
And what I'm doing is just hosting.
Okay.
Like, I'll say, yeah, you know, give it up for, and I'll change costumes in between because I do believe that the show starts when you leave your house. I mean, this is radio. You can't see, but I'm wearing somewhat of a costume. I'm giving you a look.
You are.
Anywho, I'm not a comic. I'm a storyteller. Through the years, I've been always told, you're really funny. You're funny. You're funny. You're funny. You're funny. So this is my second time going on tour. I went on a 17-city tour before, and most of the places were sold out. And people were roaring in the aisles. I was by myself.
In a chair.
Yes, it was called the sit-down tour. Because standing is for suckers, which is why we're sitting. You know what I mean? Like, look, I just turned 55 last week. I'm not standing. I don't even want to walk. Can I have a piggyback ride? You know, I'm introducing comics that you might not know, you know, or maybe you do, and I'm bringing them along with me. And so we'll all be together, me and my band of merrymen.
Who will we know? Are these new people or are these people that have already been out?
New people.
Okay. So you're introducing
new people who have been out, but you might not know them. You know, it's not like Eddie Murphy. Lunel,
right.
You know,
right.
It's not like that. It's okay. Not, you know, Richard Pryor, rest in peace.
And why this particular me? I know you've done this before, but on the heels of everything else that's been going on, was this a
what's
release?
Going on, Karen?
Well, we're going to talk about what's going on, Wendy. We're going to talk about it.
All right. Okay. I reserve the right to say no comments.
You absolutely do.
Thank you.
Because you understand the rules of media.
Which is why I don't get why people, like celebrities, they're like so weird. You know what I mean? If you don't want to comment, then just say no comment. people understand that. As you, the interviewer, which I don't like being on this side of things.
I know.
Things
this is so
at
funny.
All.
Me either.
No, I like to be the person holding the mic. I don't even want to touch your mic. You know?
Don't touch it.
But why this? Because it's very cathartic to get on stage and tell stories. And I'm not telling jokes. I don't have a script written. My manager, Bernie, keeps saying, so what do you have? Run it down. I said, Bernie. I call him Bernty when I like honey or hunty. Bernty, you'll be over there in a suit. You know, Bernie, he's very civilized. You'll be over there in a suit and you're going to laugh along with everyone else. And you're going to be my checkpoint. Like, I'll see the audience, you know, either booing or throwing tomatoes, and I'll look over at you and I expect either thumbs up or thumbs down. And I'll, you know, like,
you'll make an adjustment mid.
Yeah. I'm only on stage probably, you know, I give myself like 3 minutes between introducing the next comic, you know. So, you know, like one of my things, and I'm not going to tell you everything I have worked up, but this is very funny because this is very real. At what point do you take your wig off to go to sleep when you're single?
Yeah, at what point?
I mean, you know, I'm going through a thing right now and peace with my family. Don't go there. By the way, this is Karen Hunter. We're not related.
Thank you.
I'm appreciate Wendy Hunter. That. We're not related.
Not related. Never have been.
But Karen, I'm going to bop you in the head with your own mic. Look though. Here's the thing. You know, so I'm out here now and I'm dating and I'm doing things and it's weird. Like, I don't know when you take your wig off.
Well, here's the thing.
But you know
don't
I have
know.
Cute hair underneath.
Right, so I was going to say, you have nice hair.
I know.
So I'm saying, if you didn't wear the wig and put on a baseball cap, nobody would know you.
No, I'm talking about in the boudoir. No,
in the boudoir, men want to touch scalp. This is the thing.
And they also want to pull hair. I'm like, don't pull too hard.
Right.
Surprise.
Yeah, but underneath, you have a nice greater hair. You have a nice length of hair.
Thank you, Karen. Yes. But, you know, it's thin.
It is, but so what?
Because when we were at dinner the other day and I had the big pink poof, I was complimenting your hairline.
Oh, because I've never had to pull with the
your
braids.
Hairline is so good.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Yes. But, you know, when I went natural, you know, I made a commitment that I was going to love myself, right, on this level. And if you aren't natural, it doesn't mean that you don't love yourself. But this was part of my journey.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was doing the braids, the micro braids and all that. And it was pink. You would hear. You could
hear.
But
your face is still beat.
Okay, well, you know.
Just saying.
I'm not
stressed
out.
She's not that natural.
I drink water. No, I have eyelashes, but no makeup. You know, nothing. I have no makeup.
You get yours done?
No, I just, mascara. Just a little mascara.
I just started installing. Don't they look wonderful? I wake up like this.
Oh, okay. Yes. They last for 3 months, yeah. I think, or something like that.
But you have to get done once every 2 weeks. I have an appointment at 2:00, so talk quick. And then I have a 3:00 lunch with some friends over at, I won't say.
Okay.
Because I don't want
paparazzi.
Be exactly.
As if. How you doing? How are you?
Great.
Okay. Seriously.
So anyway, so I'll be on stage in between, right? And I'm traveling with the glam squads and, you know, other people and whatnot and so on and so forth. But you know, if you're paying the price to come in and you're here for Wendy, I'm going to treat you to the best comics that you don't know of, and you're going to laugh with them and at them. And I don't rule their set, but I just know this is a grown people thing. And to get on stage for myself, to be able to, you know, I will twerk it and jerk it. I'm bringing glitter rompers, my Ponte shorts. You know, Willie is working up the whole wardrobe, but it definitely won't be a civilized wrap dress. This is not daytime TV. I curse like a sailor in real life, but I've never been fined by the FCC. I don't know how it happens that curse button clicks off as soon as the mic goes on. All my years, I've never, you know.
Well, but most of us, maybe not most of us, but, you know, I first discovered you on the radio.
Right.
You were the queen of the radio.
Thank you. People
would run to their cars before there was any streaming.
Damn it,
before
man.
We could, you know, listen. You know, mm-hmm. And people would run to their cars and sit in their cars and drive around.
I know.
For 3 hours. And then it was 4 hours.
That was.
And then you added a fifth hour.
With no raise. I wanted the fifth, and I told them, you don't have to adjust the contract. This is what I want for my fifth hour, and this is going to be our agreement. I don't care about more money. I love this mic and I love my people. And I want to be able to pick the music I want to play, not this silly playlist. And if I don't want to play any music, I'm not doing that either. And I called it the bonus hour. I don't know whether you remember, but when I was on WBLS, I had the bonus hour. And that's when it went zoom, even more so than the other 4 hours. So I'm on our team, not their team. The star, celebrity, whatever. Whatever.
That's why I asked you, do you miss radio? Because you were in your element when you were on the radio.
I miss it because of the intimacy of being in a room by myself. You know, most of my career, it was just me pressing my own buttons and being in a room by myself. You see, there was no producer. I didn't have an assistant. None of this fancy mess. I had one intern, Skeletor.
Skeletor. Damn.
Hey, Skel. And then radio became complicated and they started changing the machines. And, you know, I don't have an iPhone. We talked about that. I have a Samsung. All it does is ring. I've never sent an email. I am very low tech. I know near nothing about technology. But now radio changed and all of a sudden I had a producer and an assistant. And instead of just one intern, there are five interns. And, you know, I have people around me. So all I have to do is go in and perch and talk. I don't miss that part of radio with all the people around cluttering and trying to crack a mic themselves. You know, I'll tell you when the mic can be cracked, and I am not selfish at all. Jerry O'Connell, along with Funny or Die, it's called The Jerry O Show. This is how unselfish I am. He filled in for me while I was resting and finding myself, if you'll recall. And I had a series of people who were nice enough. Nick Cannon, Kiki Palmer, Sherry Shepherd. Jerry was one too. But Jerry had also been a wonderful guest on my show. And he removed my shoe and sucked my toes on the couch. Now you're going to stop. And he was there with his wife, Rebecca, who was all too happy to join the party. And so there was something comical about that. You know what I mean, ma'am? There was something so comical about that, right? So while I'm resting and finding myself, and I have my co-host, because I also executive produce my talk show, you know, so I'm not just, you know, some girl with a tilted wig, you know. But that's what you like to see, so that's what I give you. But it's not all of what goes on the rest of my day. You know, I got to pound my fist and make things happen. And I said, let's give him a talk show. Now he had a talk show prior with his wife, but I said, you know what? Let's give him a talk show. We'll call it The Jerry O Show. It premieres August 12th in my time slot in my studio. And I'm exec producer, co-producing with Funny or Die, where he has some really ridiculously funny videos if you go to Funny or Die. So I'm not selfish.
No,
you know,
you're not.
I do believe in sharing because it comes back to you.
Pounding your fist. For 20 plus years, you had somebody else doing that for you.
Uh-oh,
I know you
here
don't
we,
like it.
Here
yeah.
we go.
I know you don't like.
I met him 25 years ago. We were married for 21. Where are we going, Karen Hunter? About Kevin Hunter.
Who's not related to me.
Excuse me. The husband, Kevin Hunter.
I have a brother named Kevin.
Not the son, Kevin Hunter. Right. Isn't this weird?
Yes, like, it is very weird. It's been weird, though.
It's been very weird.
For a
me
while.
And you.
Yes. You know, it's interesting when I think about you.
There's Bevy. She was, do you remember, were you listening to the show when I said I had my Dirty Dozen at dinner? And she's one of them.
But you didn't mention
there
me.
There she is with her boobs. Karen was there, too.
I was there. What am I, chopped liver?
No, look, I was like an hour late. Bevy. Andre Leontali was so mad he left.
Yeah.
But when I got there, you looked very well perched with my civilized,
yes, you had,
intelligent
you had
friends.
You had nice dinner people, and I had a good time.
Thank you. And Serendipity, my Dirty Dozen. I organized it myself. They didn't know each other. They only knew me and that they liked food, you know? And I was like an hour late. Because China was late coming to my house. And then she pulls up in the Sprinter and has to use the bathroom.
Can I ask you, so the China thing is throwing me. Because you talked about being in L.A. You brought a 25-something-year-old gentleman to dinner. And you said you met him at China's house, right? Is this talking out of school?
No, that's my friend Mark.
Because I think you did it on your TV show.
Yeah.
So Black China seems not to be somebody that... What do you guys have in common? What do you talk about?
Life.
What about her don't we know that connects her to you? Because I know you.
I'm her friend, so I won't share.
Okay.
You know, when I'm your friend, I'm your friend. Like all that yip-yap I do on Hot Topics, I'm the most confidential person that a person will ever know. Because I like loyalty in my personal life, I like respect, and I don't like a thief. If I drop a diamond on the floor, please don't pick it up in my home and put it in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? If don't ask me to borrow money. We talked, Karen, me and you talked about that at dinner with the Big Pink Poof. Don't ask me to borrow money.
I didn't ask her to borrow money. So
no, but here's my rule.
Be clear.
But no, here's my rule with money. And, you know, if you ask me, oh, Wendy, you know, I need, you know, $5,000. You know, my rent is backed up and I'm about to be thrown out. First of all, I'm not feeling sorry for you. I'm looking like, oh, well, you know, sell that Gucci bag. People spend money on the stupidest mess and then come and complain? How dare you? I've been working 33 years and only been unemployed for 2 weeks. And I don't feel bad about being selfish or cheap.
So here's
what we have in common. When I met Angela, she was a guest on my talk show. And we talked about her a lot during Hot Topics, and she comes from the thought-dom culture. You know, if you're going to stop, but continue. And I like your finger waves and your sneakers. Hello. But look, when I first met her, and she comes from a different culture than me, and I talk about that culture, but I'm civilized. And so I had no idea, you know, she's got a baby dreaming with Rob Kardashian and a baby with Tyga King. King is the best. He calls me Miss Wendy. I can't tell you where they are right now, but you know, she put him on the phone and he was like, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And so like, I don't want the paparazzi going for her or whatever. I'm confidential. The relationship we have is big sister / motherly science project. See,
it's a little Pygmalion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you get older, you'd be a fool not to embrace younger people. Younger people keep you young, honey. Case in point, look at my shirt tied up. You see this sliver of skin? Okay. Young people keep you young, and I love it. I love hearing what they have to say, for good or for bad. And I don't know everything, but I know enough. And she doesn't know everything in the young culture, but she puts me onto the game. Oh my gosh, I still have her iPhone in my office. I forgot to overnight it. Oh, about last night, which was actually several months ago. She left her iPhone at my home, and I keep forgetting to mail it to her. I have no idea how she's calling.
Well, you know, she probably got another
phone.
She's got
people. Yeah, yeah, she's rich.
Yeah, she
five
is.
Fancy cars
and
on her driveway.
That. Somebody that put in 30 years.
A big mansion in Beverly Hills. That's all I'll say. But I've told you that before. Mm-hmm.
But the earning of that and how it got there.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you? As somebody that I know what the grind is because I've spent a lot of time with you.
You know,
this culture, like you got mad at Meghan Markle for how she got on. What's the difference?
I stay mad at a lot of the new generation, yeah. Karen, and so do you. Don't front.
I'm not fronting.
Okay.
Sure.
But here's the thing. I feel like they don't put in the work, but they don't have to because of the internet. You know what I'm saying? People don't have to put in the hustle. It's like Puffy is redoing Making of the Band, right? And I said, and we won't hear about that band either. And if you watch my show, you know I truth in my word. I'm not scared. The worst I can do is be doused with water and hit in the head with a bucket.
That
like
happened,
the cops.
Though, to the cops.
Like
yeah.
The cops.
Yeah.
The lawlessness of
yes.
It all. Puffy got cheesecake at 3:00 in the morning. Puffy was an intern. He was at Howard. He dropped out of school. He was already a good student, but he had a dream. And he got this internship in New York. So he'd jump on the train and come to New York and intern at Uptown Records. Then it became so good. And he, I guess, had a vision. He dropped out of school and donated all of his being to Uptown Records. Then they gave him a boutique, Bad Boy. And the rest is history. He and I have been through things. I
yes.
know what you're saying. But
how are y'all now?
We've made it fabulous.
Okay.
In fact, I'm a fan. And he too. But, and me, are you serious? I've slept on every rest stop on the Jersey, from Washington to New York, hustling back and forth. You know, I lived in the Virgin Islands. I know it sounds beautiful. It wasn't. I was making $3.25 an hour. A radio shift is only 4 hours. You do the math. I was po. But my parents treated it like graduate school. So, you know, my mom and dad, and I don't come from a rich family, but, you know.
You come from two educators. They're not rich.
But they're smart. Like, right. I was never not able to pay bills. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how do I feel about the new generation? I feel like the internet gives them a quick pass to being stars. You no longer have to be signed to Universal Records. You know, you can produce your own album and sell it on the gram, and next thing you know, you're big. So with China, you know, she stripped, and she makes no secret of that, but she was also in college, and stripping in college, you know, she was trying to pay for that. And before you know, and she's a beautiful girl, but it all happened real quick and too fast. And
so now she has this reality show or something. I saw something.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Anyway,
about
enough this, about her and about people. I don't want to throw people under the bus.
No. But her mom said something about you recently.
Yeah, I know. Next.
Okay.
Excuse me. Right. What do I say?
Huh?
No comment. Yeah.
No comment.
Look, I'm bigger than a lot.
Yeah.
In terms of my come to Jesus moment with myself and the world.
So
I'm
are you going to talk about
I'm
that?
I'm busy
you
being
are.
Happy.
You are.
Okay.
I was surprised to get the text from you, and I was surprised to reconnect, and I'm grateful that you're here today, and I'm grateful that you seem to be in a very good place.
Here's what happened. First of all, I'm an old school person. I have a planner. I write my things down in a planner that I've had for about 20 years of my life. Oh, here it is. Receipts, please.
That's receipts, please. Baton.
But I've had it for 15 years. Cost per wear, darling. Cost per wear. You know what I mean? Look, the phone book part filled up. So, but I always save my actual planner to look back to what I was doing on that date or whatever. And the phone book filled up. So now I have a different phone book. Your number is not in here. But I went back to my phone books because after I pronounced singledom or announced or confessed, then I'm like, there are a few phone calls that I want to make to people that have been in my life that I want to find out what happened to you. And you could either answer the phone and hang up or whatever you want to do. My phone is not in your thing, so you thought a stranger was calling. She's not answering the phone. So here's my thing, and I don't just do it with you. I do it with other people too. It's Wendy! Exclamation. I don't even put Hunter, Williams, whatever. My name is just Wendy. Call me. And then she calls, and she starts, I'm like, what happened? And then she said, look, I'm on the radio show, whatever you're doing. She's a busy big shot. She's professing. She's writing. She's over here talking to you. I have no idea who this woman is, but I like her. Hi, Karen. And by the way, I like your the pom-poms on your.
Oh, yeah.
How stylish.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, I see what you're doing. You're not getting away with it, but go ahead.
But I'm good at that.
That's all right.
Right?
Yes, you are. I'm
look,
just waiting.
Look. I hate being interviewed, so I always get into conversation and curb the original question. And
that's
she sees
masterful.
What I'm doing.
But, you know, I teach this, so I'm watching. I'm waiting.
No, you profess this.
I profess this, yeah. So, I mean, and I love it. I'm smiling because I'm like, this is really interesting. I love it, actually.
Thank you.
And the discomfort of being on the side. And I never wanted to put you in a situation to be uncomfortable, but I think, you know, people want to know. And it's hard to sit on your show, and you do tell a lot, but you don't tell. Not only don't you tell all, mm-hmm. you don't tell it.
I don't tell half the story.
No, and I think you're such a complicated person.
Uh-huh.
A woman that went to college on a swim scholarship, which a lot of people don't know. And if you read her book, which one? Did
no,
which
I was
one?
Accepted to you, be you on a swim scholarship.
A swim scholarship, yeah.
But I went to Northeastern because, first of all, I wasn't going to college to be an athlete. I was going to college to meet boys and escape from my parents, get my degree, and either be a newscaster or a radio personality. And right. I knew that since sixth grade.
And that's who you are.
Yeah.
All of this.
Still.
All of this.
Yeah.
All of that.
No.
You're you sit at home. You sit at home in your bathrobe with your fuzzy slippers.
Yep.
You like to watch some television.
People
think
I talk that smack on hot topics. They don't. They have no idea that I am who I tell you. If you don't want to believe it, then fine. Get back on the gram and follow Drake, you know, or Beyonce or Lady Gaga or whatever you think it is. And I'm not on those people's levels. All I'm saying is that my show is pretty popular and I'm very, very, very regular.
Yes.
Right, Bevy? Out
you
there with
be
those.
Ask.
No,
okay.
This is your right. show.
I know. No, it is, but mm-mm. we also Zone share here.
No,
you know.
She comes on the Page Six at least 10 times a day. Every time I turn on the TV, the Page Six is on. And there's Bevy. She's
Bevelations.
Doing it. Bevelations. Yes. Yeah, she's yep. got her show here too.
She's,
I've done
she's
this
another
with her
person
before.
That hooks people up. I mean, this is.
Yeah.
This
she's
has
very
to be,
unselfish.
Yes, she's another person that looks out. And it's important. It's important
you
that we do that.
You can't be selfish with your stuff. But before you start sharing it, you've got to solidify yourself in the concrete. And there's no way I'd be sharing with Jerry O or whoever if I didn't feel solid about myself. Because what I want for Jerry, right, because that's when I'm on my hiatus. He'll be on, it's his 3-week sneak peek. In those 3 weeks, he's going to be on the Wendy time slot. So you'll tune in to see Wendy, but you'll see Jerry, but you'll be like, oh, I recognize this set. And they've tricked it out and everything like that, but you will recognize my set. And he's not coming through double doors. He starts, and Jerry is very funny, very creative. He's very charming. And if this show goes on, then the dream is Wendy at 10, Jerry at 11. Watch. From executive producer, Just Wendy.
Just Wendy.
Just Wendy. Damn
Have
it,
you
man.
Changed out the credit cards and the bank accounts and everything to change your last
no,
name?
No, my name is Wendy Hunter.
Okay.
And that's my son's name. And you can't take away... don't make me... Next.
Okay. All right. We'll do a rapid fire fun round of people that... you've talked about in the past.
I'm dreaming of chicken livers. The place my two friends are meeting me, it's very civilized, but they happen to make chicken livers, and that's why I have the hot sauce in my bag. Because the one thing that they don't have, I go to the place often, a beautiful salad, truffle fries, and chicken livers.
And you pick.
This is recorded?
Yes.
Oh, so I can say it.
Yeah.
Fred's at Barney's. Honey.
Oh my God. I love that place.
Right?
Yes.
Private?
Yes, it is a place to go. I actually treated my class there once because the chef invited, and they were, the French fries are the best French fries.
Yes.
Actually, Oceana has good French fries too, but those are great French fries. And I treated my class there one semester. So there, Fred's at Barney's.
Okay.
Amazing place. All right.
Christy Brinkley says don't wipe the tears. I
no,
already
don't.
Told you
yeah,
that.
Let them dry
because they're natural. They moisturize you and keep you young. So. That's why I'm not touching my face. And I'm also not crying.
No, you're
I
not.
I was just sweating. My eyeballs, they were just sweating.
And no one would know.
Okay.
You know, it's radio.
Just Wendy.
Just Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So far, I've curbed so many questions you asked
no,
me.
No, yeah, I'm coming back.
I can't keep up with myself.
Yes, you cannot. It's like, it's dizzying for some people, but not for me. I'm here for it. All right.
Lymphedema. So.
Okay. All right, we'll go to that.
So if you'll notice, I have tremendous ankles in comparison. I have the cankle and stuff like that. You look it up. It's very, very complicated to explain. I'm not dying. It's not cancer. It's not, you know, it's not something horrible. It just looks horrible. And I'd rather have it on if you're going to have it. See, because I've always been a person to be able to make lemons into lemonade. I got that from...
I didn't even ask any questions yet. Not really.
Anyway, my mother is that girl. You know, my mom is still alive. My father's still alive. They've been married for 61 years. They still hold hands.
Couple.
And I firmly believe that they still have sex. He delights in her comic styling. She's smart as a whip. There are three people that I admire and everybody else, you know. But if you have to pick, it's Oprah, Howard, and my mom, period. Not every one of the three have everything that I love, but they have the strongest parts of what I need in my life to run this race with blinders on, because I don't copy off of my mother, Howard, or Oprah. You know what I'm saying? I'm a thoroughbred. You know how when you're at the Kentucky Derby, they got those blinders on each side? The horses don't know who's on the left or right. All they know is that there's the finish line and go. You know? But my mom is delightful. And
let's take a break.
She does lemons into lemonade. Oh, we can take several breaks.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to know what you learned from each of those three people that you incorporate. No, that's not. I'm going to ask you anyway when we come back.
Okay.
Wendy Williams is in the building. She may say no comment, but I'm going to ask the question when we come back.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Off show is a whole nother Wendy. Same girl, but just different.
I've got the musical taste stuck in the 90s.
Skipping it low and bringing it up slow.
Right? I can't make this up. Just follow what I'm saying.
Go.
Welcome back to the Wendy Williams Town Hall, hosted by Karen Hunter.
Welcome back to the hottest show in the galaxy, the Karen Hunter Show, Sirius XM Urban View, Channel 126, and Just Wendy is in the building.
Yeah.
Are you did you trademark that? Did you trademark it?
No, but whatever.
You should.
What I keep forgetting to tell staff is change it in the prompter, because at the end of the show it says Wendy Williams Hunter. And I just want Just Wendy. And for the Jerry O Show, it's not on yet, but it's Just Wendy. And if you're 25 or younger, it's Miss Wendy.
Why is that important?
Well, part of the unstableness of our society is that kids call their mothers Beverly, and they call their parents friends. Hi, Sam. Hi, Mark. Like, what is that? I grew up calling everybody Mr. and Mrs. Still to this day. You know, and I'm grown. And my parents' friends all watch the show. So they see me twerking and jerking and rubbing my teeth and stuff. When I see them, they're like, oh, Wendy. I'm like, oh, you know, Dr. Ellison, it's so good to see you. You know, Jay Hunter was at my party. Yes. You met my friend Jay Hunter.
Not related.
Not related
it's
again.
A popular
oh, my
name.
Gosh, this name. No. That's a woman. You know, one of my mother's besties. You know, oh, Dr. Ellison, so good to see you. Oh, Wendy, call me Skippy. I'm like, no, Dr. Ellison. You're Dr. First of all, you're my elder statesman. Second of all, you earned that DR, something that I so love. I love a doctor.
If you do you love a doctor?
I love a doctor.
Is it love?
If you follow my career, then you know that I've always had respect for the DR period, whether you're a medical doctor or whether it's a PhD doctor. There's something about putting in all that work and getting your doctorate. And that is, I would love to get my doctorate on the other side of it. I won't be on TV forever.
Yes, which is why you're producing and doing all these other things.
Correct. And one of my big desires is to step into the classroom on the college level, because a lot of people are wasting a lot of money on a college education, and you're taught by people who never did what they're teaching. Like, I never had a professor, and I graduated on time, never summer school, nothing, on time. As a matter of fact, Northeastern's a 5-year school, but they were no good for my co-op. I got my own internships and figured out my own mess. I graduated in 4 years. But I never had a professor, all due respect, that cracked the mic. So why am I in your class? Who are you talking to? I think I'll cut class today and go find myself an internship with a master. And I interned for Matt Siegel at KISS 108 in Boston. Matt still holds the crown in Boston, which is still unbelievable to me. Like, the one I interned for is still doing his thing. He's very well appointed. The city bows down to his feet. And every time I go to Boston to promote my talk show, it's always a must stop. Like, look, I done good. And I love, that's what I'm trying to create with my show and my radio career and everything. It's like, I want to get to a place where people come to me and they're a product of my environment. And they say, this is what you taught me, or that's what you taught me, or whatever. And I get that now. And I don't feel old at all. I feel proud. I feel like the mother of the house. So, you know, so I want to get back in college, but teaching. I want to be a professor. And I do want my doctorate. I do want my doctorate. And I do want to profess. And I know that I don't have to have a doctorate to profess, but I'm just obsessed with making reservations because doctors get the best tables. This is Dr. Just Wendy.
Dr.
I would like to have the window seat at, you know what I mean?
There's something. And you'll pop your mouth.
And pop my mouth. So yes, Karen, I do love a doctor. Huh.
Okay. We're in the building that Howard Stern built. And you named him as one of the people that you admire.
Yeah.
Y'all had some beef.
Yeah.
Are y'all good now?
Wonderful.
Okay. What did you learn from him? Because he was the king of all media, or still is.
Howard's comic stylings delighted me up and down when I was making $9,000 a year in D.C. and I got a part-time job, a weekend fill-in at a station here in New York called Hot 103.9. I don't know if you remember it, but long before Hot 97, it was freestyle music playing, you know, the Cover Girls and a new girl on the scene named Paula Abdul. You know, BLS and KISS weren't playing those things, you know, so freestyle music was the thing, and I was a part-time jock there. My hustle was running back. I had a full-time in D.C. and only on the weekends in New York. And Howard was syndicated through Philly, through New Jersey, through D.C., so all you had to do was change the station, and you're still jumping in on the same conversation. I sensed his other side, you know, like when the mic goes off. And he used to describe, you know, going in his basement and writing scripts or whatever stuff he was doing while Allison, his wife at the time, was upstairs, you know, in the mansion with the kids, raising kids and, you know, creating dinner parties or whatever Allison was doing. But it's a very weird thing to be alone in the room with a mic, talking to millions of people. And then you go outside and people say hi. And all you're thinking in your mind is, I'm in this room by myself with this dusty mic and some stupid leggings. I mean, not Howard, me.
You.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You rock leggings.
I have a flat booty, though. Look. And I know I wear leggings like I don't care because I don't care. I does not care. Stop looking back there and stop looking at my ankles. You know, I'm just Wendy.
Question. All right, so your booty's flat.
Okay.
And that's your booty.
Yeah.
But then you enhance the front.
Yeah, 1994. Because
I remember before those.
Did you see that trick? Did you see my trick?
Okay. She's flexing her pec. She's doing a Terry Crews for those of you who cannot
under
see.
Under the muscle implants. Okay. Yeah, 1994.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So why do this and now everyone's doing the back? Why not do the back?
Well, I did this in 94 when the booty thing wasn't the thing and celebrities weren't even talking about what they got done. And I was. If anybody remembers Wendy on Hot 97, I had the lipo lunch. I told you all about it. Everybody's like, oh, Wendy, you're whack. Yeah. First, you're talking about R. Kelly. Now you're talking about Bill Cosby. Now you're talking about surgery. And I'll be damned, 100 years later, and
you were right
who
about
was
everybody.
Right? Who was correct? Now these girls brag about what they've gotten done. Girls don't have natural bodies anymore. Bill Cosby is locked up. Camille has fled the scene. I don't care what you say. That's the long and suffering.
So what?
And R. Kelly is everything I said.
Yeah.
But you want to call me and tell me why are you talking about our people or why are you talking about people and good black don't crack. You're fake. Why'd you get liposuction? Why'd you get breast implants? I was an OG before OG was invented, okay? And now I just sit on my purple throne on the talk show saying,
Which happens to be the name
so
of the
I got
comedy
them
tour.
Done. I got them done because, like, you know, I grew up a fat girl. We talked about this. Karen is the author of my autobiography, which came out in 2000.
I don't even remember.
Two or something. Yeah. It became a New York Times bestseller. I was introduced to Karen because Karen had a great relationship with Atria Books. Simon Schuster Books. And when you get a co-writer, you just can't, like, sir, you might write very well, but if you don't have a relationship with the publisher, you know, then you're going to be going back and forth with the manuscript. It's going to take forever for the book to come out. You might be brilliant, but, you know, and I was young in the game of writing and authoring and things like that. So I said, all right, well, you know what? Then give me somebody that you have on staff, somebody that you trust that's going to turn this book out. All I want to do is tell my story, turn on your microphone. I'm not writing anything. And you know what? I don't want to meet, you know, at Barney's, you know, at Fred's in the back with the chicken liver. I trust you. I'm going to invite you to my home. And this is the home that I shared with, you know, Big Kevin, Little Kevin. We didn't have a live-in help at that time, so there was nobody there.
No, yeah. You were the live-in help. You would have cooked the cleaner.
No, I wasn't.
You cooked meals.
Well, I cooked meals because I like cooking,
right.
But we had day help. But look, she came to our home, and we would sit in the family room or in the kitchen or whatever we're doing, and it was some real Here comes Wendy with a robe on, not looking frumpy, because I like to be lit even in the house. The thing is that I do it for me, you know, not for the people. Like when you're in your home and you pass your mirror, why are you wearing those sweatpants? I own one pair of sweatpants. You know what I'm saying? And a big T-shirt. Are you? You better not that. Like, you see how I have a knot on my T-shirt?
I see your knot.
You better knot your T-shirt, hold your stomach in, and at least put chapstick on. At least. Even on the rainiest day when you're by yourself, it makes you feel good. For me, it makes me feel good. Like when I walk past the mirror and I'm like, I like her. Or, you know what? It's a bad day for her. So, Karen, this is how Karen and I got to be intimate friends as opposed to just, you know, some woman whose show I'm on right now. When does this air, by the way?
Maybe Thursday.
Yeah, you know what? But you have to tell me so I can promote it on my show.
Oh.
I didn't talk about it today because I didn't want the paparazzi to follow me.
But they were here anyway.
I had no idea.
So who called them?
I don't know. And they were
somebody out
and
there.
And some different ones were outside of my office today. See? And they're always outside of my building where I live in my bachelorette pad. And, you know, I can go into the MJ trim shop because, you know, I'm a crafter to buy some beads and new thread and patches and stuff. And there they are again. I don't know.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all got to edit that out. Okay. Wendy Williams
is here.
No, why
are you editing?
Just Wendy, sorry, is here.
Just Wendy.
Why would you want to keep that in there?
What? Just what?
Okay.
Because editing is for fake. Like, that's what I like. Live from New York, it's Wendy. Anything can happen. Hurry up. Let's get this done. At 11 a.m., I got other things to do. I like live. I've been used to live with radio. You know what I'm saying? Editing is for fake. It's like people who Photoshop their selfies. What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? People see you in real life. They see your waist doesn't look like that. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's like if I had a tape talk show, right, and my very clever staff, you know, had time to edit it, because talk shows like Rachel Ray, who I love, she's in the same building as me. Rachel works, I think, 3 times a week. But what she does is she does like 3 shows a day, 3 times a week, or whatever it is. But when you tape something, then they meticulously edit this out, edit that out. It becomes too perfect. Then when you, if I was edited, then when you see me or talk to me in public, you'd be like, well, who are you?
Okay.
Instead, now you're seeing me live in front of you and you say, I know exactly who that is.
Somebody that can burp on the air.
Just Wendy.
All right. So who is?
Same girl from the TV and the radio talking to you now.
So who is Wendy right now?
Happy.
Are you?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Karen. Yes. You know what, Karen? I'm happy. I'm healthy, despite my ankles.
Yeah, that's.
And I am at peace with the world and everyone around me. The cops aren't protecting me, so I learn how to run. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get splashed in the face. I am going through a situation in my family.
And I need to ask you, because I was in the midst of some of that, which is why we didn't talk for so long, right?
I know, Karen. But, I'm embarrassed.
No, I know. So and that's no indictment
on
you.
I mean, not to them, not to you, yeah. Listeners, but to you.
At the end of the day,
the story
listen.
You
let
told
me tell you. Let
was
me tell you.
Criminal.
I
mean,
here.
Not that.
No,
not
no,
that
no.
He's
it's
a criminal,
all right.
Criminal,
it's all right. Look. I went to your house right after all of this stuff happened. The last address that I knew for you, and I've been carrying this around for like months.
Oh.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
And so, because
are you serious?
Yeah,
because
I wanted you to know that.
Wait.
Knowing you.
Wait. Back up, and start again. And can I read this on the air?
No.
Okay. You've been carrying this around to give to me?
Yep.
After you were dismissed from our lives?
Yes, because...
Which I didn't know that you were dismissed.
It's okay.
I
dismissed myself.
I thought that you just backed out and got busy, Karen. I found my phone book, you know, in the library, my old abode. But that's where I keep my phone books. And I called your number and you answered. You've been carrying this around all these years?
No, since this last thing happened with you and Kevin and I realized that you must be incredibly alone, even though you have your family and
all
things
right, so
like that. And I wanted you
months.
To know that no matter what happened between us, right, or whatever, no matter what
this.
Happened, you know, you okay, read this in your private home
okay,
or whatever.
Okay.
Whatever happened, I needed you to know that there's somebody in this world that has you.
You're a jerk.
Right?
You're a jerk.
No, I'm not. But
can you
I just,
say asshole on your show?
Yeah, you can say a whole. It's
you're
a serious XM. You can cuss. But
stop.
But I asked the question: are you okay? And who is Wendy? Because I need all of that
oh
to
my
come
gosh.
To the forefront.
Wait, you wrote
yes,
my name
yes,
and addressed
I was,
it, but
I was,
there's no stamp.
I drove to that address. And I was going to leave it because I hadn't, you know, I didn't know where you lived. I was even talking to a few people here
right.
to see if they could give it to you because I wanted to hand give it to you.
We had moved.
I know.
Did anyone answer the door?
Yes. There was
an Indian
Latino,
family.
I thought he was Latino. It was a brown person answered the door.
Right. Yes.
The
yes.
chandelier was still there.
Thank
was,
you, darling.
Yes.
Darling,
I was
darling.
Like, I know this is her house. The chandelier is still there.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I
was going to throw it out.
I took my chandelier, by the way.
Did
and
you?
They
That's
put
what they put
up.
Another one up because they must have loved it.
And guess what? And it's plastic. It's not Swarovski.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
so
it's plastic.
Not everyone can afford that.
Because I've ridden, you know how you ride past your old house to see how they messed it up or made it better or whatever? They cut down all the shrubs.
Yeah, they did.
Please, the lawn man and I, like, you have no idea what the little woman I am. The dishwasher's working and the lawn looks beautiful. And these are the things that make me happy for real, not for fake. You know, riding past the house, they undid everything.
But knowing you, being knowing that you like family, you like being a wife, you like being, yes,
yes,
you like
I am.
All of
I'm
that.
Very domesticated.
So all of this now.
So is my mom.
Yes.
One of my heroes.
This is,
yep.
this is your foundation.
Yep.
This is who you are and this is who you're always going to
yep.
be.
Yep.
So,
yep.
you know, I'm when you brought the guy to
and
dinner.
And I'm a wife, not a girlfriend.
No, exactly.
It's evil out here in these streets.
Right.
Like back to the wig. And when do you do a number two? Because see, I will not. I will not do a number two in front of somebody that I'm dating. I don't mean in front like they see it. I just mean...
Where they come in the bathroom behind you or you're sitting and talking
girl,
on the toilet.
Girl.
I promise you, you will.
No,
you
I
will.
Well, no, I will remove my wig. It has to be 30 hits, say. And look, if you know what I'm saying. Look, these are the new rules. You know what? As a matter of fact,
so what
just
are you,
come
what are you
see,
keeping little? How are you keeping count?
Come see me on tour. I've got the rest of the story, except I'll be cursing in a glitter romper, back and forth. How do I keep count?
Yeah,
I have a planner.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Date number one, and if that date lasts, like say you ask me to run away to you know St. Thomas for the weekend, that's only one date. See,
so even if you hit it 10 times.
Yep. That's one. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? You know, you got to get the math right, girls. Because now that I'm out here, I didn't think I'd be doing math, Karen.
I know. That's why
I'm so,
is there a chance, and this is very complicated, with everything.
No.
Is there a
Don't
chance?
Don't ask.
Is there a chance?
No. Girl. No. Don't ask.
Okay.
I know what you're saying. But my family's good and will always be family. What am I doing?
I remember in the book.
Just Wendy.
Yeah. What precipitated this card was that there was something that you said, because you went through a whole, that book was one of the best books ever in the history of books. I'm not just saying that because I wrote it with
Thank
her,
you.
But because you were so gut level honest and raw and real. And those, your book and LL Cool J's, two of the best books I've ever put pen to because of the content.
His is good also.
Yeah,
he
the content. So, yeah, he did.
But now we're friendly.
But you talk bad about him, too.
Okay, I talk
okay.
bad about everybody.
Yes,
please.
That's what I'm saying.
I
so
do
you can't
my,
be mad when
every
people
time
come
I hit the sidewalk, I never know who I'm running into.
Right.
Maybe.
Exactly.
And you know what? I don't even recognize you, but you could be the cousin of, for instance, LL Cool J. And then you say, why are you talking about my cousin?
Right.
Yes.
Right. Or Method
and
Man.
And then hit me
right.
in the head with a bucket and some water.
Right.
And I can't call the cops because the cops aren't defending themselves. How
right.
are they going to defend me?
Right, exactly.
Pause.
Exactly. She said pause. I'm going to curve around. We're going to move on. How you doing? Everybody says that, right?
I don't feel like talking about that.
No?
Because it doesn't mean the same thing.
Right.
That was secret code when nobody was gay. And now everyone's gay, so it doesn't even matter. But I called that too, right? Back in the day. Bill Cosby, plastic surgery.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
And everybody's gay.
How you doing?
Now it's just a friendly greeting to the world.
How you doing?
That's it. Just saying, Karen.
Him. Can't answer any of these questions. Oh.
We laugh, we cry.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's comedy, too. Mm-hmm. The Safe House experience. When I heard that, and again, that's...
You called it a safe house?
What was it? Sober house?
Same thing.
What's the difference? What's the difference? Were you safe there? Okay. There we go. What precipitated that?
It's hard to explain that, so I prefer not to, because no one would understand it.
But because to do that...
Mm-mm.
No?
There were things in my life going on where I knew I had to sit and quiet everything and not have knocks on the door. I don't need to be interrupted. I don't need a phone. I just need to think. And you might think it's crazy because a lot of regular people would just go like, why didn't you just go to a spa in Connecticut or something like that and breathe? No. And when I came, when I ended up, you know, leaving, because the only thing I do, I'd come work my job, talking to 52 countries, and then I'd go back there. But I came out swinging, and I am winting. I am winting right now. You know, it's only because I'm a thinker, I'm a plotter, I'm a planner, and I have what? Futuristic vision. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
From the book.
I remember
Futuristic
that.
Vision. You've got to see it and then run for it. Like that thoroughbred in the race. Don't look to the left or the right. Run. I'm winting. And my son is winting.
Yes, he is. Beautiful, too, by the way.
Thank you. I know,
oh my
right?
God. I was like, wait
that
a minute.
Boy,
how did
he's
that
18,
what?
He'll be 19, and it's me and him against the world.
And on that note, let me just thank you again. Wendy will be around the country, y'all, starting in Oakland, California
on
Saturday.
And I will expound on the number twos, yes, and the removal of the wig and, you know, big dick, little dick.
Oh, okay. Look, everyone's showing up. Okay, Tampa, Florida, Detroit, Michigan, Newark, New Jersey, Cleveland, yeah, Ohio, Philly, Atlanta. She's going to do two nights there.
Yeah.
The tour is called, for the record, do the mm-hmm.
No, it's called Wendy and Friends, for the record. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for me to badmouth my family, then you might as well stay home.
Oh, why would someone do that?
No, look, there are small-minded people that do those things. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They got it.
But look, I'm grown. And all I have to do is hold my breath, stop reading stories. But I do say, okay now. All right, giddy up, Wendy.
Giddy up.
Run that race
with
you
the
thoroughbred.
On. Yes.
Yeah. And so if you're looking for that, you might as well stay home. Look at me. Oh, wait, I'm supposed to be selling tickets, not telling people to stay home.
No. You don't want them coming and heckling you.
But if you're looking for New Life Wendy,
right,
talking that talk.
About penises?
Uh-huh. Talking that shit.
Wait.
Let's go. I'll have a rompers and whatever twerking outfits that Willie has for me. I'll be featuring flat booty with no threading, but we can talk about that too. My four comedian friends are going to be funny as well, and it's going to be a show. So, you know, get a babysitter, leave the immaturity at home. Hecklers, I will come for you before you come for me. Don't do it. And come. And by the way, the VIP tickets are, I think you're like in the front row or whatever. I have to ask Bernie. Whatever. Bernie's always hatching a plan. I mean, he swooped into my life. He's only been in my life for like 3 months, and it's been a tornado.
He's amazing. Where'd you find him? And does he have a brother? We need to clone Bernie.
You have no idea how I found Bernie. I don't even want to talk about it. It's just too confusing. But Bernie managed Rosie O'Donnell for 17 years and Martha for 3. And he is a civilized man of a particular age who wears a suit like nobody's business. And hard shoes. And that's what I need in my life at this point in my life. I need somebody who's been around the block.
Not that block.
No, but somebody who's been around the block who can be able to lead me. Because I do ask Wendy, but who am I going to ask? You know, I ask my mom, my dad, my older sister. I ask Karen. I need smart people in my life that, and I'm a listener, and you know, because I'll say to Bernie, you know, well, Bernie, you know, this is what's happening and this is what I'm going to do. Convince me why I shouldn't do it. And then he says something and I'm like, well, I'm doing it anyway. That's a dumb answer. Or, you know what, Bernie, you're right. You're right. And my chief of staff, she doesn't want to be called an assistant. You better not. She will punch you in your face. My chief of staff, my chief of staff and Bernie. And the staff is who? Me and Bernie. Who are you chiefing and staffing? Okay, so anyway, but my chief of staff, Leah and Bernie, are two people who've entered my life. You know, I hired Bernie, and then he and I said, we need an assistant. And she said, no, she's chief of staff. And I love that right off the bat.
And they're all tight. I like this new you.
Everybody gets along. And turns out, Bernie is such a legend, not legend, legend in what he does. Most of the people in the Wendy building on 26th Street know Bernie. They're like, oh my gosh, hugs. I'm like, why are you hugging him? No, this is my guy. What is, oh, well, we've known Bernie since this and we've known Bernie since that. Oh my gosh, Wendy, you picked the right person. And then Leah rules with an iron fist. She will wrangle you and then smile. She's cute. She's wrangling together this tour, the flight plans and whatever she's doing. I have no idea.
Amazing.
All I know is that my job is to breathe. When those doors open, come out swinging, because I've got a whole building of people from receptionist to cameraman to, you know, everybody else. I know it looks like, you know, a cable access show the way I do it, but I do that by design because it's entertaining to me. I'm a little messy and it's entertaining to you. You know, I'm just Wendy. If you want a civilized conversation, then change the channel. If you want to be entertained, if you want to be entertuned, then thanks for watching. I love that.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
I love you for listening.
Yes.
I'll see you tomorrow at 10. Ta-da! Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you. So if you're listening on demand, you're getting a little bonus here, a little bit more Wendy.
The bonus hour.
The bonus hour, okay. Is actually, yes, and we're going to have people ask questions. They filled out a form or whatever, but I never got the questions.
Oh,
so
here
we're
we
just
go.
Going, it's going to be random. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's okay. Okay. I can curb you.
Say your name and where you're from, and then hit Wendy
here
with
a... Here she is. There hair. Hair and glitter pants.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I'm from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Mm. I had a question. I wanted to know are you planning on doing a show with Dee Barnes? Because you said you were going to like hire her. I'm just wondering what's happening with that.
Dee Barnes.
Okay.
Dee Barnes from Puffy's thing?
Freeze.
Okay.
Thank you. Karen, stay plugged in.
All right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Dee Barnes got her lights punched out by Dr. Dre at a party.
Oh, Dee Barnes.
Boom.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy. That's why I need a Black China in my life, obviously. To be plugged.
Exactly.
Ciao.
All right. No, Dee was around during my time.
Was she?
She had a show on BET.
Okay, gosh.
And it was called, MTV.
Was it good?
Yes. Me and Dee, we were the only plugs to the entire entertainment industry.
Okay.
But she said a little bit too much, and Dr. Dre was on some mess regarding his attitude towards her. And there was a party. It was the Def Jam Christmas party. And you know how those were legendary. Dee goes to the party by herself because she knows she's going and she's going to see everybody, right? Dr. Dre beat her up and threw her down the steps. And nobody helped her. People stepped over her and around her. And the music continued and the whole bit. Look that up. So Dee comes on my TV show, Just Wendy Show. She comes on the talk show about, 3 months ago or something like that? She wanted to come on the show, and the booking department had no idea who she was, you know. But see, nothing gets booked without me knowing, and don't just deny people without me saying no. And I do that often also. You know, my favorite days on the show are when there are no guests, honestly. I like me, you, Ask Wendy, and the shenanigans. A little trendy at Wendy. We give away some luggage. You know we love a luggage, a curling iron, a vacuum cleaner on that damn show. No, but D, so I told booking, I was like, yes, book her. Get into the groove. You know, it's a cultural thing also doing this show because I am very...
Black.
No, I'm not. I'm block.
You're block. Yes, block. You are block, actually. You are bougie as
no,
hell.
No, I'm not. No,
yes,
not.
You are. You
no,
are I'm very not. You are bougie.
Well,
yes.
I have bougie tendencies,
yes,
but I also
do.
Have hood tendencies.
Yes.
All
it's
right.
A conflict. Is that cancer?
It's a conflict of interest, my entire thing. I know.
That
it's
should
a
be your next book.
Ooh. Bougie and hood, the tendencies of it all.
No, conflict of interest.
It's a conflict of interest.
I said,
book D. And, you know, make sure that the producer, look, who's producing this? I got a strip of producers and I love them all. But, you know, I like, and they're all good at what they do. But there's certain ones who extract better questions out of, depending on the guest. You know what I'm saying? So I said, book D, and I want her to come on. So we're chit-chatting, and then she says that she wants to write a book, and she heard that I'm into the publishing game, and, you know, I said, well, I'll walk you in the door. You know, I'm not going to hold your hand through the process. I'm not going to write it. I'm no Karen Hunter. I don't have time, honey. I'm out here now. All right, I'm busy all the time. But what happened with D, honestly... She big-timed me. Don't sweat on me. I got my show. I got my publishing. I wrote 7 books. She's the one sweating about I'm almost homeless, you know. Remember we gave her some money towards her GoFundMe or whatnot? And then along with that, you know, I said, well, I'll walk you through the door. And literally, like, you know, when I say, all right, thanks for being here, and we'll be right back, and I'm always whispering to my guests, what I was whispering to her was, give me your number, give me your name, how long are you in New York? As soon as I get off the show, because I still had more show to do, I'm working and moguling at the same time. Did I just say moguling?
Yes.
Who have I become? No, but I'm working and doing business at the same time. So I said, when I get off the show, you know, I'm going to make, you know, some calls. Well, really one call. I had one call to make and it could have happened. So I make the call. She goes, whatever ended up happening, D saw something that she caught a ball that I wasn't pitching.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, well, and she's cool. I'm cool with her. Like I haven't talked to her since then, but I don't know what happened to okay. D, all except right. for what I just told you. You see what I'm saying? Okay. I'm a sharer.
Sharing.
I'm grateful for everything that I have. I am not that girl that you might think that I am. How is she? Is she a diva? Is she a bitch? Is she this or that? I can be all of the above, but I use my powers for good, not evil. You know, and I prefer not to use them that way. I like to twerk and jerk and wipe my teeth and, you know, giggle and have fun. My mom taught me that. But my mom also has a gun in her wig, and she will pull it out and sharpshoot you. You know what I mean? Okay, so, sorry.
Hi, I'm Sharon, and I just want to know, after this experience of yours with the troubled times, life exposed, the tabloids, and paparazzi following you, how do you think this has changed how you will approach or handle someone who's going through troubled times? Has it changed how you will expose, talk to, or handle someone now that you've had this personal experience?
Yeah, I've got patience for Angela. You know what I'm saying? Me and Black China are friends. Are you serious? You know, it's changed me in a rougher way, not a nicer way, because I was already nice, you know.
But any regrets, though? Because you...
Rougher...
People,
wait, hold like, on. I mean, see, just right there. Yeah,
so, like, you know...
Wait, let me just answer. It's changed me in a rougher way. I got 24 hours in a day. I don't have 25 hours. I don't have time for thieves, liars, and disloyal people. So which one are you? Because if you're one of them, you see what I'm saying?
What I mean is how will you handle other people going through the same experience now? Because
Well, I don't have time for that. No, yeah, but I don't have time for that. Because everybody's situation is different. Everybody's situation is different. It's like if you take a girl who gets pregnant at 16. You take two girls pregnant at 16, but one of them has a different situation where maybe the family is wealthy and she doesn't have to be in school or whatever. Or and then one's in the projects and she doesn't know her father. Her mother is a crackhead. Two totally different situations. So I am more compassionate to people, but I'm also most compassionate about myself and my son.
Okay.
So if you expect a nicer Wendy... You ain't got that. Wendy was already nice. I really don't have time for your bullshit. You know, you got yourself in this situation. Get yourself out.
So you're going to talk about it no matter what, even if it...
Okay. Please.
Okay.
How am I going to pay my bill? You mean Hot Topics going to soften?
Yes.
New.
They're going to be Warm Topics.
New.
Huh? Lukewarm Topics?
New.
No?
Hot Topics are still the same Hot Topics, except now... Because I'm a hot topic, I don't mind sharing. And ironically, the show has never done better, you weirdos. Look, when it was me going home, right, taking him for braces, making a filet mignon for dinner. Oh, my mouth is watering. Oh, God. You know, and some French fries and enjoying Lifetime and telling you what I saw in the news. You still watch the show. But all of a sudden, I'm not cooking at home. You know, I'm flitting around town. I'm cooking, okay.
Are you cooking, Wendy? Are you cooking?
I haven't used my stovetop yet.
Okay.
But I've used my oven because it's the same thing as the microwave.
Are we using metaphors?
No, I'm trying to curve you.
Okay, all right.
I can only be who I am, and the core of me is a nice person. If you squint at your TV and look through, the core of me is nice, lovely, charming, welcoming, giving to a fault, if you know what I'm saying. Right. But anyway, the answer is no.
Okay. All right.
I'll still be dead, bitch.
All right.
Uh huh.
All right. So chicken livers await. I'm jealous.
No, I have to get my eyelashes done.
Then chicken livers. All right. Well, thanks for coming by. Feel like we still have some catching up to do.
I mean, Karen, please. You got my number. You know where I stay.
All right. Thank you guys for showing up.
Thank you very much. Thank you all very much. Thank you.